You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Black Friday on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is powered by We Energies. Energy you can depend on.
You heard the man. It is Black Friday on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, powered by We Energies. Energy you can depend on. Call in right now. This is free 99 marketing at 833-212-1017 to shout out your very own Black-owned business or a Black-owned business that you love. We are here. We're excited. And we want to hear about your Black-owned business. In the meantime, between time, good morning. It is Friday. It's November the 8th, 2024 in the great city of Milwaukee, and it is the weekend. We're going to keep it light this second hour and ask y'all, Truth Nation, when it comes to relationships, privacy, and boundaries, where y'all drawing the line at? Because there's a lot of stuff that goes on in relationships. Now, here's the thing, Telly. I can always tell, and I'm usually, I would say 80% right, when certain friends, they always post in pictures, reels, stories with their boo, like daily. And then all of a sudden, it's just them. And you like, and like then, for the past 3 months, it's been nothing but my boo, me and my bae, vacation boo, here we are. And then I'm like,
and then you change your name. Then you change your name, drop your last name. Now you Sharisha McCray. You know, it's like, wait a minute, what happened to Johnson? Like, come on, man, stop.
Or when, you know, those friends that, you know, they're like going through it with their boo, because then they'll post things like, the sky is so gray today. Or, look, don't be with people who don't want you to shine. Shine, girl. Like, it's just, you get these posts, and you're like, okay, yeah, y'all.
I know exactly what's going on over there.
So...
DT, before you go, I have a friend that I know when he's in the doghouse, every single time he's in the doghouse with his wife, because he'll start posting, you know, true love is hard to find, and your lady is your everything, playing Jaheim, put that woman first. And,
that's funny. <he's>
like, playing Joe.
That's funny.
Why all the good girls? He'd be like, hey, man. Like, did you get home late last night? Like, you know, why are you doing all this?
They get the plan, Jaheim. Yes.
Social media, for those that are in relationships, y'all do know that it has changed the game. And I think it's important as well as healthy to establish those boundaries. Like, okay, are we posting every now and again? Are we going to be this couple that, even if we just go to Taco Bell, me and Boo, Taco Tuesday, Taco, like, are we that couple? Said the single co-host. Yeah. All right, Telly, yeah. So you and Mrs. Hughes, y'all clearly have boundaries, because I follow you on social media, and I rarely see you post about you and the missus.
Yeah.
Is that intentional? Y'all have like boundaries, like we just don't post that on social media like
that?
Yeah,
it's level setting, DT, because... Here's the thing, when you think it's cute and you know everything's going well and you're posting, that's fine. But if you do something and you don't post it, there's that expectation. It turns into, well, why didn't you post us, you know, out last night? You know, like all of a sudden, you pick it. And so I think that social media it's only arguments that are going to come out of it, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's, you know, a benefit to, like, man, we post all the time to show people we love each other. Like, I just don't think you have to do that. So, yeah, I mean, to answer your question, we have set, like, boundaries where we don't need to let everybody know how we feeling. We good. You ain't heard nothing else? We good.
I get – here's the thing. I get, you know, being excited because especially during the honeymoon phase of any relationship, you're excited. It's, you know, you're happy. The birds are flying in the dead of winter. The sky is blue. Like it could be 20 below zero in Milwaukee. And if you just have this new exciting relationship with somebody, it feels like it's 80 degrees. Like I get it. Mm-hmm. You're excited. You're happy. You want to show, you want to tell the world, I am in love or I'm falling in love or I've met this wonderful person that has just elevated my happiness. I get that. The only thing is that when there's an argument or disagreement and God forbid even a breakup and you're not posting, it's clear that there was some type of like validation that you needed from being in a relationship to where you had to commercialize it and mm-hmm. post it on social media. And when I say this, Telly, I mean like people who do it every day.
Right.
Like I'm good with, hey, it's my boo's anniversary or excuse me, birthday. Happy birthday to my boo. Or it's our, you know, 1 year anniversary. Love you, boo. Or my boo graduated. Stuff like that. Like milestone events. I get.
Yeah.
But you have these couples that's like every day.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's so obvious when things go left because you stop posting. And I don't think that's anybody's business.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. And another thing for me, DT, that was a little different when social media came around, like I was already a public figure. I was already on television. And so I always made it my point to protect my family because I mean, there are people out there that'll do anything. And if they can't get to you, they try to get to your family. And if you know exactly how my wife and my kids look and stuff like that. So I've always looked at it as well as a protection thing from my standpoint. But I have tons of friends that, you know, social media is a part of their relationship, and I've seen it go left, and I've seen it where, you know, if it's monitored and there's an agreement, it can be fine. But I just think that, you know, there's so much emphasis put on social media that I just think that's another thing. Relationships and marriages are hard enough. Like, why do I need another thing to throw in there to make it even more complicated? So that's always just been my kind of philosophy on social media, too. It's like, I mean, we don't ever have any arguments about social media because we don't have to argue about it.
That's a great point. And, yeah. You know, what really kills me or what I always struggle with is that you have especially like celebrity couples who post frequently, like multiple times a week, about their relationship. And then when they break up, they're like, please respect our privacy. What?
I love that one.
like J-Lo and Ben Affleck. J-Lo would post, like, first of all, what was her boo's name before Ben Affleck? Was it Alex Rodriguez?
Yeah, A-Rod, yeah.
That's the only way I knew that she had moved on to Ben in like 24 hours because it was like, it was Alex every day, all day. Mm-hmm. And then it was like one or 2 days, no post from J-Lo. And then it was my new boo, Ben Affleck.
My new old boo.
My rerun boo. Got me a rerun. And then fast forward to this year. Please respect our privacy. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
You tell us you bought like, this $300 million mansion and you tell us all this stuff and how the kids and how he'd been in rehab. Y'all support him. And then y'all break up. It's respect my privacy. This is a difficult time for my family.
Right. Is it? Because now, look, now I really want to know. You done gave us all the tea throughout the whole relationship. And now when you break up, you want to be private. That I've always struggled with. But it was interesting because I've heard from news personalities like Stephen A. Smith from ESPN, as well as Shannon Sharp, who coincidentally is also on ESPN First Take, be very clear that you will never know who they're dating. You will never know. They will not post anything about personal romantic relationships on social media, and the female bed not neither.
Yeah.
Because that's, according to Stephen A. Smith, that is an immediate game closer.
Yeah. Yeah,
I respect that.
Yeah, but what's so wild nowadays, DT, like that validates, that confirms a relationship. You were here on Entertainment Tonight. They went on social and said that, you know, they are dating now. And like, social media has really made your dating life official for some people. I'm like, ooh, or, girl, yeah, he let me on his Facebook now.
Did you see how Telly unfollowed Mrs. Hughes? They broke up. They broke up. He unfollowed her. That's how it is. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
And so do we level set boundaries up front, Truth Nation? Are you in a relationship, or have you just started a relationship? And you can be anonymous, but call in or send us a text and let us know, how is social media managed in your romantic relationships? Is it, hey, we don't need to be posting on social media, or there's nothing wrong with being on social media from a relationship standpoint, as long as it's moderate. Like, you know, if there's milestones like birthdays, anniversaries, etc. Or, nope, me and my boo, that's our love language. We are posting every day, all day, about our love for one another and how we are so happy to be together.
Dangerous.
What are we doing, Truth Nation?
Dangerous.
What'd you say, Telly? Again, to each his own, but for me, and I've thought about this, you know, when I start being in a relationship again or start dating and get to that point of monogamy, I definitely think it's going to be healthy for me and my boo, my man, whatever I want to classify him, that we level set social media.
Yeah. You have
engagement.
To. You have
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. So, like, are we posting or are we just...
Are we chilling?
Posting. If,
yeah.
Are we chilling?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go with the chilling. Because, again, you know, it's like, especially during the early, the first year, you know, you don't want to be that couple where, okay, we've been posting every day and now we're not. Now people are asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, it's just, it's going to be another project to manage.
Yeah, so it is.
What are y'all thoughts, Truth Nation? 833-212-1017. Are you the couple that posts every day? 4 or 5 times a week? Or do you and your boo have an understanding? We do not post our relationship on social media, period. That is our number one boundary. No social media posts. And again, for me, I think that when that opportunity presents itself again, mm-hmm. I'm going to be with the whole... You know what? I think realistically, for me, it would be the milestones.
Yeah.
Like if we make it to a year, or if there's a major event that occurs in one of our lives, then yes. But outside of the milestones every day,
yeah,
in the words of the great Randy Jackson, it's going to be a no for me.
Yeah, because you not just I've said it time and time again, and it's just a reality of the world. Everybody's not going to be happy for you, which opens the door for unnecessary, unsolicited criticism. And people can comment and say and do whatever. And so, in my opinion, again, why even open it up to that? But if there's an understanding or an expectation of, hey, we're only going to do this on occasions or milestones, then, you know, that's fine. But I think that it has to be a continuous open conversation, because you know, what if you wanted to post something, you had a great time at a concert and it wasn't a milestone, but you wanted to post. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, yeah.
You better do it separately. Okay, babe, you go on that side of the venue. I'll go over here and then we'll. But then that's also obvious, because if you're at the same concert and you're posting that.
Right. It's just
that's way
too much work. Oh, guess who I bumped into?
Right. See, this is why, you know, as I was saying before, we used to say that money is the root cause of all evil. I'm starting to think that social media is.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just like, even with this presidential election, has there ever been we talked about this briefly yesterday. It's like every presidential election since President Obama, it becomes more divisive. And, you know, with social media, the algorithms, people, you know, are perpetuated to be angry and be mad. You know, even with now in talk radio, you don't just hear our voices. Like, there was a time where it was talk radio was talk radio. And you would have listeners who would call in, and knowing that they're going to be on the air and they're heard, would say, you know, here are my thoughts, et cetera. And we have that now. But once you added in the social media element, like being on YouTube, it's just like any other social media outlet where people will say things that they know they wouldn't say in person. And then you just have all this perpetuated division.
Mm-hmm. I'll allow it.
Yeah.
And so, again, whether it's relationships that are personal or professional or whatever, just platonic or just friendships, this social media thing has changed the game tremendously.
Yeah. Yeah.
The access, the expectation, the courage.
Mm-hmm.
Look, the courage.
Yeah.
The things that we say to one another that we know we wouldn't say in somebody's face.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that we, you know, expect people to give us information about their personal lives and all, and then the way we entertain it, like J-Lo and Ben Affleck, again, really respect our privacy.
Right.
Y'all got, yeah, like now we've set a tone where society feels obligated. And then what we will say too in social media is that I know this person.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to them or I follow them. I know this person. No, you don't. You know whatever that person wants you to think or feel about them based on what they post.
Yeah.
And like you said, in your truth takes, not too many people posting negative stuff about themselves
no.
on social media.
No, no one's going to post where like, man, I got to pay this rent today and I don't think I got it. Like that ain't going to get you no likes.
You should go to my page. I'll be like, hey, man, GoFundMe time. DT needs to pay. But I'm serious. It's just like, as I've been reflecting about this presidential election outcome, whether you are a Trump supporter or a Harris supporter, you know, I honestly think that Trump is, he knows how to market his brand and he knows what to say.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be about policies or agenda. He's leveraged every aspect of his demeanor. And speaking of relationships, he knew exactly what to say, when to say it, and how to say it, and who to say it to. The Democratic Party continues to do the same thing they've been doing since Clinton.
Yep.
I'm serious.
Yep.
And the way that the social media aspect played a role, you know, having celebrities, you know, posting videos and, you know, having celebrities then take their social media influence and become, you know, spokespersons for the Democratic Party. I hope that they revisit that.
Yeah, that didn't work.
Because, like, we really need to, as a society, reevaluate in any relationships how we're utilizing and leveraging and even leaning upon social media.
Mm.
When we come back, we're going to get into truth-telling hits. Is it going to be Telly or is it going to be TT? Mm-hmm. You want to stay tuned in? It's Friday, y'all. It's time to get excited.
Yes.
Because this is the only station where you're going to get a whole 11 hours of Black Talk Radio live. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, welcome back. Good morning, good morning. If you're just joining us, we in hour number two of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. And we were talking about the social media and the impact that it has on relationships. And still, we definitely understand there's still a lot of raw emotions that are still being displayed as a result of the election. And I think that it was a good segue to get into how social media played a part in the election. And one of the reasons why, how did Donald Trump get 59% of the voters, the ages between 18 and 25, to vote for him? And clearly, He didn't use the same tactics that Madam Vice President Kamala Harris did, but he was able to leverage social media in a way that was beneficial for him. And so social media is all around us. It's here. There's nothing you could do about it. But why does it have such an impact in our lives? And why is it so attached to us? And I remember Denzel Washington saying something that was so profound that I remembered. And it was like, before social media, you actually had to go out and meet friends. You had to talk to people. It was a community. Mm-hmm. And now you could have 1,000 friends just when you sign up. And like, are they really friends? Like, why are we using that term? And then on top of that, you're driven by likes. Like, I mean, what is the real reason why you post stuff? And let's be real. You want to get likes. You want to get comments. Because if that didn't matter to you, then you wouldn't post anything. So you want a reaction. You want to be fulfilled. But does that feeling or that need for fulfillment hazardous to us? And personally, I think it is.
Yeah, as an entrepreneur, it's non-negotiable. I have to post daily.
Right.
And to your point, from a business standpoint, I'm not checking whether or not it was liked. I'm more so checking if it was viewed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if you didn't like it, if you saw it, then that means, you read it. So I'm good with that.
Mm-hmm.
And, I had to take a break from social media beginning this May. So, like, I'm no longer, like, my Facebook is active, but you don't see me, like, posting things. If it's posting on my Facebook, that means it came from my Instagram post.
Mm-hmm.
And, I have a digital content person who manages that, which I appreciate. But that social media, it started to take a toll on my mental health.
It can.
Because, again, people, there's so many different elements of what social media was originally designed to be and where it has evolved into now.
Mm-hmm.
And you have people who are using social media to threaten, to pump fear in people's hearts, to be, what's it called? Bullying, social media bullying.
Yeah, cyberbullying, yeah.
Cyberbullying. And I'm just trying to understand, as a society, especially when you think about how social media was utilized during this presidential election, how it's utilized in relationships, how it's utilized in romantic relationships, do we really need to reevaluate the boundaries of social media? And I know there's been a number of states that have, activated legislation to where, certain ages don't have access to social media. I know parents a lot of times have put in parameters to where you can only be on social media 2 hours a day or 3 hours a day. For people like me, who don't have young children, don't experience school cyberbullying, where do we start to have the conversation about how this is impacting society as a whole?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Many hours a day you spend on social media. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Your phone will tell you.
And then you think about the artificial intelligent element that's coming in for mm-hmm. quicker and quicker and quicker, where people can take your voice. Like, there are apps where all you have to do is just tell it, you could do a read in an AI app, and it will take your unique, extraordinary, tremendously dope voice that everybody knows and loves and just start putting out videos that appear to be you, including your voice, and doing goodness knows what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think the question is not even just with romantic relationships, but just relationships, period, in society as a whole. Where do we go from here in terms of social media?
Yeah. I think that, we fail to acknowledge that everybody can't handle everything, and we handle things differently. And when you have the ability to go live whenever you want, I just don't believe everybody should have that ability to do that.
Man.
Because everybody can't handle that. And then after the video or they go live or something bad happens, oh, I can't believe they did that. Like, really? Why? Who checked their qualifications? Who checked their mental state of where they are and their ability to post things that they shouldn't post? So, again, I just think that it is a part of people's lives, and you don't want to admit it, but it's true. Like, social media is a part of your life.
It is. And, you know, when you compare how President-elect Donald Trump utilizes, formerly known as Twitter, now X, you know, he tweets. He's on social media.
Mm-hmm.
During his first term as president of the United States, when he was number 45, if I'm not mistaken, it appeared as though he was posting daily.
Yes.
Sometimes multiple times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be very like, this person's an idiot or this person's that. And it just fuels and perpetuates how people, well, if my president of the United States can talk like this, then I can talk like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly
what
happened.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Every time former President Donald Trump, and I should start getting used to saying President-elect Trump until January, and then it will be President Trump. If the leader of the free world can tweet daily with this person's an idiot, this person's failing, this person's the worst, I can't believe this person, they should be persecuted or they should... Why would, as a civilian, why should I not feel like I could do the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see what this next year will look like from a social media engagement standpoint.
Yeah.
And Telly, I have no problem, and I want to be crystal clear, I have no problem deactivating all my social media accounts.
Yeah, me either.
I promise you, yeah. I have the as soon as it gets to the point where I'm just constantly consuming negative verbiage, negative energy, negative vibes, I promise you I have no problem deactivating all my social media, because I'm 48. So the majority of my life, I didn't start using social media until what, 2008? So about 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need it.
Yeah.
I've done just fine.
Yeah, I was a late bloomer. I don't think I started social media until like 2014 or something, just because I just felt like, you know, it wasn't benefiting me. I always looked at stuff like, what are the benefits for me? And I get it if you are an entrepreneur or that's your way of, you know, a stream of income. I get that. But if you don't have anything to do, or your job doesn't have anything to do with social media or posting, and that's your choice, then that's another thing. But I just didn't feel like I benefited from it. And yeah, I've seen so many things bad happen versus, you know, what are the great things that social media can do in my life? So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, another opportunity for me is that social media has given way too much access.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about it. Do you remember, Telly, when there was a time where a celebrity was a celebrity? They were like mysterious. I wonder what they eat. You know, do they eat? Remember, we grew up, you know, with Michael Jackson. And anytime you could get a glimpse of him out in the street or in the public, you'd be like, oh. And now there's no privacy. There's no limits. It's just access.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's very true.
And so, you know, it's like social media has just, everybody feels as though they could just say what they want, post what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And the what's crazy, the number of people who have lost their employment.
Because
it's one thing to talk about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've had many, many relationships dissolved from what they call it, digital affairs. I don't even know these terms.
Yeah, I don't
being
know.
Being messy
either.
Online.
I try to stay away from all of it, but yeah, I know
right.
What you're saying. Yeah.
And then you also have people who have lost their jobs or even their brand or image because of social media.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this presidential election, a lot of the outcome of this election had a lot to do with social media algorithms, artificial intelligence, digital marketing. And again, I think it's a great time for us as human beings, as society, to think about what do the next 4 years look like with social media? and with artificial intelligence, because it's coming. It's here.
Mm-hmm. No, it's here. It's definitely here. And there's no turning back. Yeah, you got to manage it. It's not like something that's extracurricular anymore. When it first came out, like, oh, you know, I may do it, I may not. And I see some people on our YouTube message board saying, oh, it's a great way to stay in touch with people. And yeah, you know, it ain't all bad. It's just, it's like anything else. It's how you manage it.
MT says on the YouTube message board, is it wrong that I use social media to troll MT in our YouTube message board asked the question, is it wrong that I use social media to troll right-wingers? I'll say this. If I ask my boyfriend, do I look fat in these jeans? It's usually because I already know the answer to the question. Stay locked in, y'all. We come back. When we come back, we got a special edition of Truth Telling Hits with Telly. And I know, look, he laughing. Yeah, MT, you feel me. We're going to come back and do a special edition of Truth Telling Hits with Telly on the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. This is the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
All right, Truth Nation, it is Friday, and we are about to get this party started with Truth Telling Hits. Before that, got to let you know, Truth Nation, at Old National Bank, they know there is nothing small about keeping up a small business. That's why they have developed their Empowerment Loan Program to help give people of color and women-owned businesses equal access to funds up to $5 million. This substantial commitment shows that Old National Bank truly believes that every small business deserves the opportunity to change their community in a big way. Learn more today by visiting oldnational.com/empowerment loan. Old National Bank, get old. All loans are subject to credit approval. Minimum loan amount, $25,000. Additional program qualifications or restrictions may apply. For full details, contact an Old National Small Business Banker. Telly, it's yes. Friday.
Yes, it is.
Guess what time it is?
What time is it?
It's about that time. DJ Ricky, we're going to go ahead and do this. It is Friday, so you know it is Truth Telling Hits with Telly, and we are bringing a special edition, once again, of Truth Telling Hits. DJ Ricky on the ones and twos, give the people what they deserve.
Telly Hughes may be a two-time Emmy Award-winning broadcaster, but does he know his classic black music? We will find out now as DT will put Telly's black music knowledge to the test with Truth Telling Hits on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Let's see what you got.
You heard the man. And by the way, Telly, your homeboy, your brother, Dwayne, on the Truth Talking text line, he once again says he's got your back. He said, I got your back, Mr.
All
T.
Right. All right. Don't disappear. Dwayne is faithful. Don't fall way back. I need you to have my back, like right by my back.
Now, as some of you may know, the holiday season is approaching. And in about 2 weeks, we're going to be gathering with our loved ones, our friends, celebrating Thanksgiving. And that is one of Telly's favorite holidays.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, DT, on the other hand, loves and celebrates Christmas. I know a number of us celebrate. So what'd you say?
To the fullest.
To the fullest. Yes. Toilet seat covers with black Santas. It's not
to
a game.
To the fullest.
And we know there's a number of different ways that people celebrate or even not celebrate during what is known as the holiday season in the world. So, Telly, I just want to get you excited and want you get you hyped, because Thanksgiving is in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then we know what time it is after that. So just want to give you a preview of what to get excited about.
Okay.
DJ Ricky on the ones and twos. Let's give Telly song number one.
Oh, my God. It's too early for this.
We got to do it.
No, man. No, you don't. You need to go back and check my track record, Ricky, from last year. I didn't do very well during the holiday season. I'll just let you know that.
Come on, you know who this is.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it's the Jackson 5 or Michael Jackson. I'm assuming it's the Jackson 5 because he was a kid.
You got it.
And
do you have the name of the song?
Santa coming to town? Santa Claus coming to town?
Ricky, are we going to accept that?
Or just coming to town?
We'll accept that, but it's Santa Claus is coming to town. We'll let it go.
Tough crowd. Tough grade scale here, man.
Oh, my God. Look, not really a city girl on the YouTube message board said, let's go, Telly.
Yeah.
Telly, you're doing great.
Well, that was one, and I didn't go. Where you at? Okay. Coming
Dwayne,
to town. See, he even said the same thing. You forgot the is, Ricky. Santa Claus coming to town. Jackson 5.
I said Santa Claus is coming to town.
Right. No, I'm saying Dwayne on our YouTube message board. I mean, I'm sorry, our talking text line said.
Santa Claus coming to town. Coming Jackson to town. 5. All right, we'll take it.
All right.
Here we go. Song number two.
Might be a doozy, Telly.
Might.
Santa Claus.
Oh.
Is coming straight to the ghetto. It's 12:30 a.m. Christmas.
Yeah, I know who the hook is, but yeah, that's a tough one there. Come on, True Talking Text Line, 833-212-1017. Hit us up because I know Nate Dogg is on the hook, but I know.
Rest in peace,
yeah,
Nate Dogg.
But Nate Dogg has had very few songs where he was the artist and not the featured artist, so. I'm stuck on that one, Ricky.
That was a Death Row Records Christmas album.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Remember Death Row put out a Christmas album?
That's not a conundrum at all. Death Row.
I'm weird.
It's like Suge Knight's coming out with a children's book.
Is that possible?
It's possible that Death Row made a Christmas doggone album. Why they hit chronic in there and spiking their eggnog, you know?
Well, see, what had happened was my business was like my 10-year-old baby. Like, what?
Oh, my God.
All right.
I didn't get any help. Santa Claus straight to the ghetto, Snoop Dogg. Is that correct? That's
Snoop
from Dwayne.
Dogg featuring Nate Dogg and the Dog Pound.
Okay. See, so he was somewhere, right? Yeah.
And here's the thing, Telly. We're getting this over with. See, when we do it today, we'll just get it over with. You don't have to worry about this anymore.
Until next week.
Song number three.
Oh, she goes super old school.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto.
Well, this is not a Dog Pound.
Look at all the people that just detest Christmas. They're like, it's not even Thanksgiving. It's November. Look, you got angry people right now. Just getting it over with, y'all. Because DT loves some Christmas.
Fill every stocking you find.
Oh, man.
You got this, Telly.
Leave a toy for John Telly.
Come on.
That ain't the Snoop Dogg. That ain't the Snoop Dogg version of it.
Who's the artist? Just give us the artist. Are you for real right now?
James Brown. It's James Brown. Yeah, it's James Brown. And I think it's the same title. Santa Claus coming straight to the ghetto.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto, but yeah.
Moriam on our YouTube message board, he's got you. They've got you. James Brown. Yes.
All right. I got that one. All right.
You're doing great. Well, let's keep this momentum going because you're doing great. All right.
Like
here we go. Song. You know you're doing great. Song number four. Telly, you got this.
was the night before Christmas.
It was the night before Christmas.
Just give me the person who just said that.
I like this. I like when it starts off. We'll let this ride.
Getting y'all ready for Christmas. What's a, in DT words, what's a Thanksgiving? Would you listen to me?
All right, come
all right,
on,
Kelly,
Truth
what
Nation.
We got?
I'm truly joyful. Okay.
Where are all my Christmas folks at?
Yeah.
Where are y'all at?
So did Dwayne get it right?
Let's see. Yes. Oh, let me refresh. It's Silent Night by The Temptations.
Yes.
Dwayne got
yes.
it right.
Yes.
He had your back.
Yeah. I knew it was The Temptations. I just couldn't remember if it was Silent Night or The Night Before Christmas. But
he
yeah.
had your back.
Yeah.
All right,
Dwayne.
Two more left. See, we're getting this over with, Telly.
Yes.
Now that you know. Song number 5.
Hang all the mistletoe. I'm gonna get
you. Know,
are you bobbing your head, Telly?
Yeah, because I like this song, but I even like the remake better by Chris Brown. But Donny Hathaway, This Christmas.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, when Chris Brown did it, man, he rocked it. But the original version is a really good song too, though.
Yes.
Donny Hathaway,
rest in peace. All right, Telly, you are literally 5 for 5. So this is the last one. We're going to bring it home. And I'm so proud of you because, again, you got it over with.
Yes.
Might as well just get it over with. Song number 6.
This one going to make you mad, Telly. You ready?
Wow. Now, see, I'm not behind the wheel. The ones yeah. and twos. I'm not trying to make you
way
mad.
Way to send me out on a terrible note.
Right.
Oh, gosh. You're right.
DC, sing
you
song.
Know me well
DC,
enough.
Sing
you're right.
The song.
I don't care about the
y'all are they already playing this in Target.
Oh,
what? November the 1st, this song's kicked off for the holiday season of 2024. November the 1st.
All right, Truth Nation, we all know it's Miss Christmas herself. But
Miss Christmas.
She makes $2 million what, a day off this song?
Oh.
It's like ridiculous. It's like some astronomical amount of money she makes every day during the months of November through December.
God,
who is it? It's your girl, Telly.
Miss Christmas.
You know it.
All I want for Christmas is you. By Miss Christmas herself, Mariah Miss Christmas Carey. That should be her new name, Mariah Miss Christmas Carey.
Oh, it is.
Oh, okay.
Have a seat.
Oh,
it is.
Oh, okay.
You're on The Late Show. It's trademarked and everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's not a game. Well, congratulations, Telly. You killed it. You crushed it. You were 6 for 6. And we
Thank
know
you.
We got your theme music
Thank
on
you.
Deck. So, DJ Ricky on the ones and twos, let's go ahead and hit Telly with his theme song.
There it is. There I go. Thank you, Mario.
There you go.
You got
Dwayne
it, Dwayne
says,
I appreciate
go,
it.
Mr. T. Go, Mr. T.
There we go.
When we come back, Truth Nation, again, Telly, you got your black card once again. We come back. We're going to give you our truth of the matter, and you will have 9 more hours of live consecutive black talk radio on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We'll be back.
Here I go.
Better bring some water. Get gasoline candle. Get this fire started. Your heart jumping like a bitch jumper. You bad enough to meet the alligator in the swamp.
Here I go.
Here I go.
Here I go.
Here I go.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
All right, y'all. It's Friday, November the 8th, 2024, and we thank you so much for making this week such a great week. We obviously, my truth of the matter is this, we have obviously been responding, processing, and for some of us celebrating or not the outcome of the general election. And we've had numerous conversations and we'll continue to have conversations. However, next week, are we still trying to talk about the election? Are we ready to move on? And quite frankly, as part of my faith, I don't focus on things that I can't change. I focus on things that I can change, influence, and have a positive impact. So me, my truth of the matter personally is I'm over talking about it. Because when we talk about it, it could be very emotional. And quite frankly, it could be at times disrespectful. And I just want us to have peace. So my truth of the matter is that there's nothing we can do, whether you voted for Trump or whether you voted for Harris. The outcome is official. Madam Vice President Kamala Harris conceded. Now it's time to move forward and figure out as an individual, as a family member, and a member of the Black community, where do we go from here? That's my truth of the matter. And quite frankly, that's what I want to focus on going forward.
Yeah. My truth of the matter is it has been a very trying week for a lot of people. It's been a very emotional week for a lot of people. But as we all know now, it is what it is. And there's a lot of things we can't control. But the thing you can control is how you react to things that happen to you or for you. So, again, there's no changing November 5th. We have a new president-elect that will be inaugurated in early January. And it's like, okay, now what do you do? How do you respond? And besides just going into this future thinking, oh, gosh, it's everything, the sky is falling, that's not the time to do that. It's just time to readjust and reconfigure what you need to do. So, again, we understand it's been a trying week, but at some point you got to flush it and move on. And hopefully this weekend could serve as that time to do so.
I completely agree with you, Telly. I love how you said that. Take the time over the weekend to reflect, but also figure out how we're going to move forward. Because as you mentioned, there's nothing we could do to change the outcome of the election, whether you voted one way or the other. It is what it is. But we can still shine and be great. Have a great weekend, y'all. Up next, 9 more hours of live Milwaukee Black Talk Radio, kicking us off with the next hour, Sherwin Hughes, followed by Carrie Noni, Juice Benjamin, Tori Lowe, and Dr. Ken. Make it a great weekend. Tell somebody you love them. I love you. And Lord willing, I will see and hear you on Monday.
Peace out.